It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock, and a very warm welcome to my first guest of the morning show, Sean Fouchier. Fouchier, is it, or Fouchier? How do you pronounce it, Sean? Everyone has a different view on a slightly Huguenistic surname.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, listeners. Yes, so it's it depends where you are in the country. So in KZN, it's obviously Fouchier. If you're in Joburg, in Gauteng, it's Fouchier. And if you're in Western Cape, it's Fouchier.
Okay. Well, you can choose. Either one will get you through to Sean, who is he's one of the stars in the firmament of PSG Wealth and Insure, the sponsors of our morning news. So just as by way of introduction, what is your background?
Okay, thanks, Dave. So many years ago now, in the 1980s, I did my national service, as I'm sure you did as well. I went to the SA Navy. And then coming out, I wasn't sure what to do, but I had an uncle in the accounting business at a medium-sized accounting firm in Durban. So I did my BCom, and I begged him to give me a bursary, which he relented to eventually. I did my articles at PKF, and then after I finished that, that's about a seven-year process. I was a financial director at a plantation company for a while. I then went back to University of Natal Durban as it was to lecture for a while, but in the meantime doing my master's with a thesis in investment management.
Wow.
Which I did at Stellenbosch. Thereafter, we're talking about early 2000s now. I then was asked to join Absa Private Bank when they started out in Durban. So that was a banking operation, a credit operation, but also a wealth operation as well. I started off as a portfolio manager, but pretty soon with staff movements, I was head of the KZN chapter of Absa Private Bank, looking after families. But then, quite interesting development, I then walked into the family office of Absa Private Bank. A family office is normally for higher net worth families, just looking after their needs specifically. So that was a very interesting time, and I learned quite a bit. And then after 8 years, across to RMB Private Bank. They had a similar kind of offering, which is why they attracted us there in the first place. They had a family type offering, but that evolved over time to more generalized wealth management for clients at RMB Private Bank. So 2001, the height of COVID, then came across to PSG in Belita.
Wow, that's an impressive resume. What brought you to PSG in Belita after all the really interesting aspects of your life story so far? I presume this one is the most exciting yet.
Yeah, so when you're working at banks, no, rightly or wrongly, and probably correctly, they are focusing on banking, which is their knitting. So the wealth management side doesn't always take the forefront. And often banks are promoting their own products. They are looking after their income statement, so they want to promote their own products. But from where we're sitting, we want to do what's best for client. We want to be a bit more independent to clients. So when I spoke to PSG, they pointed out that they'd won the Wealth Manager of the Year in South Africa 5 times. At the time, it was about 3 times. So 5 times in a row, which is it's a poll, Ipsos poll, which is conducted and gets voted for. Also found out that they keep winning Best of Belita, as Radio Life and Style does, best radio station.
Thank you for that.
Please vote now. Okay, so so Best of Belita, it's a listed company. It's actually, when I checked out yesterday, it was number 66th biggest company in terms of market cap in South Africa. Not PSG, but PSG Wealth Management, which is now broken away from PSG.
Uh-huh.
If you can recall, PSG unbundled a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So our company has got a strong balance sheet, and why that's important, Dave, is that if your wealth management operation is too small, if there's a problem, it's a problem for the client. So there were a couple of cases in the bank, which has also got a big balance sheet, where investments went bad for clients. Obviously not my clients, but if there's a problem with investments, then they can lean on the bank's balance sheet to pay them out. So the bank feels quite bad that the clients have suffered, they pay them out. Same as PSG. So PSG has got a massive balance sheet. It's got a 470 billion under management of clients' money. So it's
that's enormous.
And a few billion on the balance sheet as cash as well. The cash is used to expand the company to grow generically. So PSG, from what I've seen, they've got all this, the research and all the systems so that they don't have any client issues like that. They've never had a court case or adverse court case. But around the country, 900 advisors, about 500 in wealth management. There's insurance-type people as well, about 400 of them. The 500 advisors, they're all handpicked. What I quite like about PSG is that with the strong company, they're able to give you decent research, that you're able to be able to give the best unit trust, best portfolios to clients, and that's part of the service that they offer you. So all the compliance is done. The important part is done in the background, but then also you get quite a lot of information to give to your clients. So the 500 clients are generally handpicked. Sorry, 500 advisors are generally handpicked. So when I go and see my colleagues, I know some of them from our past, but a lot of them are top notch around the country.
Wow, absolutely stellar lineup. And a great kudos to you to have joined that lineup. But what do you do?
Dave, what I do is take it from a perspective of seeing a new client or prospective client. What I generally do is listen to the client or to the prospective client as to what his situation is. Now, this is normally quite a process because in listening, you need to understand the holistic view of the client. So I can't walk in and say, on day one, I want you to invest $5 million in the share portfolio that I run, which is doing better than the market, but this is where you should be. You have to listen to the entire situation of the family. So not just the individual, but where the family sits. Take a helicopter view. Every single client's got a different solution. So there's not one size fits all.
And I presume the client believes they know more than you do, because that's the kind of generally the public view of everything. I know what I want, and don't tell me, even if you're an expert.
It's a dichotomy. It's some clients say they know nothing, and those are normally the clients that know a lot. So I can make $50 million in my business, but I don't know anything about investing. They say that, which is trying to pull the wool over your eyes, or if generally the younger type clients, the yuppies, if you want to call them that, they generally
because they didn't make the money, they're spending it happily and they're losing it hand over fist. What do they say? Clogs to clogs, three generations. But that's where you guys come in, because you prevent that from happening.
Yeah, so rags to riches to rags is the other term for that. Just in answer to your question, normally the younger type yuppies, the professionals, they normally think they know what they're doing, but from where I sit, I'm in the business every day. Every day I'm looking at markets, doing market research, getting research in. So generally, no criticism to those clients, but generally you do know quite a bit more than them. It's really good to stay up to date with markets. So it's normally a good conversation to have with clients, because they got their views, you got your views, you discuss it. But then you need to develop a plan. So as Old Mutual used to say, it all starts with a plan. A family plan. And just to give you a couple of examples, Dave, the older clients, those that are in pensionable age, normally you need to work out for them how to make a monthly income from their pension, and the most tax efficient way and the most efficient way in terms of all the investments.
That must be difficult in the current climate, because there's so much uncertainty. No one really knows where the rand is. Well, I suppose you've got a very good idea, but the average man in the street probably has a fear scenario more than anything, and you allay that by making a plan that works.
Now, correct. So part of what I do is educating clients. So I'm very proud of the fact that with PSG, I've got fewer clients, so I'm able to spend time with my clients. My clients can phone me anytime. But generally, newer clients accepted. The older clients generally have seen a couple of ups and downs in the market, and part of it is educating not just the client but the family as well, that there are going to be ups and downs. So in January this year, I say, what's going to happen this year? So I said to them, it's all the economists are predicting uncertainty. They're saying we can't predict this year. So every year they can predict what's going to happen. They can say that 3% growth in the US, 1.5% in South Africa, which is going to get downgraded at some stage during the year. But this year, there are no predictions. No, nobody's predicting what's going to happen.
I see they're hoping for an interest rate cut shortly.
The problem with tariffs is that that pushes up inflation. And with inflation, you can't cut interest rates. So that's why Donald Trump is now fighting with the Fed. He's saying that that the Fed are idiots because they don't want to cut. and he wants them to cut, but they say they can't because they're unsure about what's going to happen with tariffs. They are reaching some agreements, maybe with South Africa today even, but they are reaching some tariff agreements, but there's still uncertainty. Oh. So there's still inflation.
Are you optimistic that there's going to be some kind of deal on the table for South Africa, or do you have a less sanguine view?
My view with Donald Trump is that he puts out the worst-case scenario every single time. So, for example, in Gaza, he said they're going to turn it into a Riviera and kick the Gazians out. So that's the worst case, and everybody else steps in and says, oh, please don't do that. Let's think about it. We'll put some money in, a couple of billion dollars in, and sort it out. Same with tariffs. So with the UK, were fairly lucky to get a 10% tariff hike, but they've reached an agreement now as well. Same as China, 120% Cambodia, all the countries around China, what they call the Silk Route, also dramatic increases. But then they sit together and then they reach a compromise. So I think that's his way of dealing with things. I think he does business like that. He said, I'll buy you a hotel, I'll offer you $5,000. The guy said, oh, but it's worth $5 billion. He said, okay, let's settle on $500,000. That's my personal opinion, which in my position I'm allowed to have personal opinions.
Yeah, and it's valid. Everyone's opinion is valid if it's based on your summations, if you like, of the market and the current trends. Of course, time is always against us. So, unfortunately, just in kind of conclusion, are you concentrating now on the North Coast? Is this your area of operation? And people that are listening to this on FM are your target?
Yes, correct. So previously, when you work in a corporate, you're at the behest of the corporate. So I had many clients, and I still do. I have some clients in Cape Town and Johannesburg. I don't mind entirely because I've got one son in each city at the moment. So I don't really mind seeing clients and going to conferences.
So you will take on clients beyond the North Coast boundaries?
Correct. So North Coast is part of the greater Durban. So there's lots of clients in the Mshlanga area, still the highway area as well. But my short-term plan is to just grow the North Coast clients because that makes for efficiency. So a client sitting in the North Coast that's got wealth needs can speak to me. And then if he is really concerned about the market, we can have a cup of coffee at Lifestyle and chat about it quite easily because I'm available and I can speak to those clients.
Well, with that kind of resource available, you'd be crazy not to tap in. And if you need to get hold of my very special guest, Sean Fouchier from PSG Wealth, you can get hold of him on the following number, which I'm going to hope that you can recite verbatim because I can't.
Okay. No, Dave, so I don't use office numbers because if you're not in the office, it doesn't lead to efficiency. So I do give out my cell phone number. I'm a cell phone person, not a landline person. So 083-236-9453. So I'll just repeat that, 083-236-9453.
And now you have the number to your future success. You don't have to write it down, by the way. You know this is going up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to find it at your leisure and when you need it on our app or our website under the morning show. There'll be a photograph of Sean and all the information that you require. And you listen back to our conversation, you too will be impressed. Sean, thanks so much for joining me in the morning show.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks
really
for the opportunity.
Appreciate it. And look forward to our next conversation.
Yes.
The Morning Show continues.